Hi beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to this guidance for the week ahead, the 16th to the 23rd of September 2019. So first of all, I hope you all like the name change, Cosmic Angel 555. I will talk more about that in the pattern message. Also, I do want to apologize if the audio quality isn't the best, but I am manifesting a laptop in the next 2 weeks, so I will have my podcast mic back. So, beautiful souls, you are very welcome, as I said, to some cosmic guidance for the week ahead. So, the full moon in Pisces, the full harvest moon, also a big cleansing moon in Chinese culture. It was very detoxifying, purifying, bringing people, situations, things, aspects of yourself and old ways of being were very much illuminated with that full moon. You might have felt a little overwhelmed with the amount of things being brought to the surface at once. But here you are, ready for your new beginning, your new slate, your new way of being. Thank you. You are a amazing multi-dimensional being. So the energy is being shifted and transmuted this week. There will be forward movement. There will be ups and downs. Also, Saturn is going direct on the 17th of September. So, Saturn is the Lord of Karma and lessons. Also, with this energy and that of Taurus being in the moon, for the next few days, we will be grounded. It will be a great time for staying grounded. Also for business opportunities, ideas, finishing or starting new projects, or finishing old projects. It is also a great time for security and responsibility. Maybe you have found it hard to take on responsibility in certain areas of your life. With this energy, it is amazing for breakthroughs, aha moments, a sense of power that you can handle these responsibilities. Also, Libra season is on the 23rd, which will be bringing in balance amongst other things. It is also a good time to add or even switch up your routine and your spiritual practices. even a new look for you or your home, to go with your next chapter. Also, with all the movement of Virgo season, you might have felt and might even still be feeling some ego conflicts arising. But just remember to not be too hard on yourself for experiences or so-called mistakes that you have made. How you could have done something different, coulda, woulda, shoulda, release all of this and let it be transmuted. And as ever, patience is coming in for this week. So as ever, we will just take a moment to shift our awareness, tune ourselves into Gaia, tune into Venus, and then tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. Also, beautiful souls, I will mention I did share more light language that will be of service at the end of the parting message. So we do have an amazing reading ahead. And the first three cards is going to be the energies that will be most powerful for us this week. And potent, that we can most walk with. So, beautiful souls, our fourth card for this week ahead is Hot Moon Extremes. So this is basically letting us know that there will be extremes this week. Like when our body is in extreme temperatures, either too cold, it tries to heat up, or if it's too hot, it tries to cool itself down. Sometimes it can be stressed with the extremes. But our body is made to cope with extremes. So these extremes could come in many different aspects or forms, situations. It could be relationships, romantic, platonic. It could be careers. It could be situations. Whatever is no longer serving you does need to be released in order for you to move on to your next chapter and break the pattern and cycles that are maybe not even yours to be reliving. They could be ancestral patterns, and it is an amazing, powerful time as we are heading into 2020 to break and release these patterns, these situations, these circumstances that are just no longer in alignment. And again, we know this is easier said than done. But again, we know how much resentment builds when we keep doing something that doesn't light us up, when we keep saying yes and we really mean no. It is time now to start living in our alignment, to start speaking our truth and saying yes when we mean yes, saying no when we mean no, taking on these extremes and triumphing over them, embodying and integrating them to strengthen us with more knowledge and lessons for our next chapter. We know then not to replay these patterns. We know then exactly what we want to bring into our reality. We are getting clear on our order to the universe. And our second card for this week ahead is Faith. So this is coming in again. Our next card is Saturn with Truth. It is relating to the karma, to our lessons, to our experiences, but also to our spiritual growth, to our faith in ourself, in Source, in the universe, in our own power, our own mastery. In faith in we are the creators of our reality, of our destiny. Again, there is places mapped out on our journey, but it is up to us how we get there, and we are the masters of our reality and our destiny. So therefore, if we do not like the path, we can change the course. So faith is coming in strong for your beliefs, for your faith in yourself, in Source, in how supported, loved, guided and powerful you are, in all of the gifts that you hold, the wisdom that you hold. They are to be expressed. It is time now to have faith in yourself and have faith in who you came here to be. Also, I feel maybe you are looking at different spiritual practices, rituals, maybe are feeling a bit confused as to, do you need to just pick one? And the answer is no. You can take what resonates with you from all different practices and cultures and leave what doesn't. It is all connected, and most religions took from mythology in the first place and astrology, so I felt drawn to say that. Also, Soul Tribe, if you are feeling connected to somebody and maybe they are not from the same culture, the same background, none of that matters with Soul Tribe. It is an energetic agreement, it is contracts, it is energy. Again, this body is just a vessel that we are consuming for this experience. And our next card is Saturn, coming straight in with the truth. So again, Saturn is going direct, as I mentioned. It is going to be a time for truths being revealed. So again, we are going back to our first card with the extremes, extreme truths, extreme realizations, which have been coming up to be released the last couple of weeks. So, beautiful souls, these truths can be hard to face, but deep down you know, and your yourself knows, that these are for your growth. They are for the greater good. They are not going to lead you in the wrong direction, although it may look like that. It may look like it's after turning your whole universe upside down. But again, we are being brought back to the tower for the full moon in Pisces reading. What needs to crumble has to crumble in order for you to rebuild on a true, authentic foundation. The world needs you to be cracked open so that your true light can shine. So our next card is the moon with the goddess Hecate. So we can see that the three wolves are behind her. She is representing our divine feminine, but not only that, she is representing our psychic abilities, our harnessing the energies of this moon, of Saturn going direct, of the energy influx and shift that is taking place. We are starting to see what has been hidden. And again, this may have been shadow aspects of yourself, truths that you do not want to bring to the light. But again, embodying this energy, embodying your psychic ability, knowing that you are protected, knowing your strength, your power, your self-worth, knowing the direction that you want to go in. So some more shadow work as well being done this week. The next card we have is strength. So we are embodying our strength. We are embodying and working with the energy and the law of cause and effect, the law of vibration. We know that everything is always moving and nothing is at rest, and we are starting finally to work with this. Although it can feel monotonous sometimes, it can also feel overwhelming, especially if you, I was going to say, are a highly sensitive person, but let's face it, if you are listening to this podcast, you are a starseed, you are a light worker, you are an empath, and you feel the vibrations of the moon on a strong, strong level. So we are starting to embody our strength. We are starting to get the hang of working with these energies instead of not even working against them, but not flowing with the rhythm. We are learning to control our self power. We know when to use it. We have the discipline. We're starting to bring in the discipline, the self love, the strength. I also feel strong again, even though I didn't pick any animal cards or dragons for this week, because I thought I'd switch it up. I am feeling strong with your spirit animal is helping you a lot with the frequencies of the last couple of weeks, guiding, protecting, helping to flow and integrate these frequencies, these codes, these downloads of wisdom that you hold. We have done an awful lot of healing, and it has benefited us. It has given us strength, even though it was hard going through, and even still is in parts, it is giving us strength. Our next card is the Chariot. What an amazing card for this week. We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 major arcana cards for this week in just the tarot alone. We did get the Chariot. This is an amazing card. There is 2 horses on it. There is a knight on the back of it. The moon is there. There is no reins holding these horses because of the self-power that we have, the victory that we have achieved, the accomplishment, the direction that we are now going in, the balance that we have brought in. We're our masculine and feminine energies. That's what we need and want, is a balance. We cannot have too much of either. Even though we are bringing in the new golden age, we are bringing back in the divine feminine. But again, we need to balance that. It needs to be just in the middle. So we do have the Chariot. We are feeling our self-power, our strength, our victory, our achievement, our connectedness to the cosmos, to Earth, to our star family, our blood ancestors. We are realizing our power, our gifts, talents, and abilities, and we are going forward in the direction that we are creating, that is in alignment. Our next card is the Three of Pentacles. So again, we are working, we are studying, we are learning, we are expressing, we are bringing in the balance of our chakras again, we are bringing in healing. We are walking on where we want to go. We are walking on whatever else needs to be closed up and released. Any other stagnant energy that's lying around, that's not going into your next chapter. I do feel the groundedness. I do feel that we may feel grounded this week. We will feel grounded, centered, calm, collected. Concentrated and focused on what we want to bring in, on new goals, new opportunities. The next card we got is the 6 of Swords. So in this card, he is in the boat. There is 6 swords in the boat, but there is no war. We can see the back of him, but we know he's content. He is going to the new chapter, the new beginnings, new opportunities. The swords are representing the new seeds that are being planted. They are representing the new opportunities also that are available to us. Sometimes when I do see this card, I do feel the swords represent our past experiences, but right now I feel they are representing our forward movement, the shift in frequency that is happening this week and the next couple of weeks. We are bringing in our strength, again our fire, determination, enthusiasm, passion. There is, again, soul contracts, karmic, soulmates. But more than even soulmates, I feel it's divine masculine or divine feminine, your counterpart. If you are in that relationship already, I feel like that's going to strengthen even more. I feel like I may need to do an in-depth reading on that during the week. So our next card is the Knight of Swords. So again, we are going forward, we're bringing in our strength, we are seeing things from a higher perspective, from a illuminated vision. What is being illuminated, we know, has been maybe hard, but it has given us strength. It has given us the strength to move forward while seeing it from a higher perspective. Starting to get glimpses of the bigger picture of the new beginnings that lie ahead of you, of your new chapter, of what is possible for you. I feel like the ego limiting beliefs of, oh, that's too big to manifest, or that's too big for me to go for, or that's too big for me to bring into my reality, I feel like they're dissolving now. And with this Knight of Swords, it's like we are taking on, not only taking on the big challenges with grace, power and enthusiasm, but also we are manifesting the big miracles that we want to create. We are going big, we are going strong. Our next card we got is the Eight of Cups. So we are leaving the past behind. We are being content with the cords, treads, hooks, overlays that we have cut and released over that full moon. We are also bringing in the healing we have done with our inner child. And I also feel our inner child is also coming out to help us with the joy for our next chapter, to remind us, hey, don't be so serious. Even though it is hard work, it is serious work that we do, especially going into our shadow self. Just being in the moment, just stopping and doing something that lights you up can just shift your energy straight away and your perspective. So again, as I said at the start, not beating ourselves up for our experiences, or our so-called mistakes, remembering that we are never judged, we are only loved, so therefore we shouldn't be putting judgments on ourselves. Our next card we got is the Queen of Cups. So we are taking the moment to sit with our emotions, to ponder on what we want to bring in, on what we thought was too big, but now we can see that it is able to become into reality. Speaking our truth, our honesty, our loyalty, our trust, our intuition again is going to be really heightened this week. So trusting that, having faith in that, keeping our emotions at a level head when going through the extremes of the truths that may arise, the realizations that will come up for you to move bigger, grow more, expand more on your journey. As I said, beautiful souls, with the Knight of Swords, we are going big. We are bringing it in. Nothing can't be done. We got this, and we know we're starting to feel our power, our strength. Final tarot, and then I'll move on to the angels and an amazing law of attraction by Abraham and Jerry Hicks, is it? Sorry, Esther and Jerry Hicks, and they channel Abraham. So our final tarot is the Hermit, but the Hermit is reversed. Our only card that was reversed for this week. So at the moment you may be having a hard time realizing your gifts, your talents. You may even be having a hard time going within, or you may even be feeling lonely because of what you have released. Also, if you are maybe at the start of your spiritual awakening, or not even, as we go through it and we go through different stages, we do again release what is no longer in alignment. So maybe you are feeling a little bit alone now, but it's just to remember that this too will pass. Your vibe does attract your tribe, and again, the romance is coming up strong. The karmic connections is coming up strong. So whatever you have released now, whatever else is coming in is a karmic connection. It is part of the map that you planned out for yourself before you came. So maybe feeling a little bit lonely, maybe not believing in yourself like you should, maybe not feeling your strength and determination at the moment, and just doing some more inner work. Our next card we got is Elmora, Awakening Presence. The universe is with you. Wear a cloak of protection and love. So this amazing ascended master has come in to help us with our awakening, with the gifts, codes and downloads that we are receiving. He is helping to clear any stagnant energy, any lower vibrations, releasing any limiting beliefs that you have placed on yourself or others have tried to place on you. Him and his army of angels are coming in to protect you with a cloak of love. He is also reminding us to cleanse and protect our energy. This is coming in again strong this week. I did mention this last week. If you do not do this as a daily practice, it is highly recommended. Just as you wouldn't go outside if it was raining without an umbrella or a hood, you shouldn't go out without your auric field being protected. So, helping us to release any stagnant energy, lower vibrations, helping to protect us. He is also wearing the colour of white and blue, the colour of Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel. When I do look at this card as well, his aura is just gleaming. It's gleaming of pink and purple and white. And there is an amazing geometric shape at the back. So whatever way you cleanse and shield and protect your energy, try and do this as a daily practice. It is time now to release lower energies, cleanse and protect, embody more of your own light. Our next card is an angel card, and it is a message from our angels for this week, and it is don't stop. So our angels again want to let us know that they are in awe of us. They know, especially our bloodline ancestors, how hard it is for us in this human incarnation and how strong we are and loving for even stepping down to a seventh dimension to incarnate into a human body. They are reminding us it does get hard, but not to stop, that we have this and we are loved, guided and protected. If you are having a hard time with certain aspects, just ask your angels for help. They are here waiting to help you, but they need your permission. They do not impede on our free will. So an amazing reminder for us to not stop. Don't stop, no matter how hard it looks, no matter how blurry or uncertain your next chapter looks, your new opportunities. Don't stop. You are protected. You are strong. You are amazing, and you've got this. Our next angel card is romance. So again, the romance is coming in strong. As I said, I really, really feel that this is divine masculine and divine feminine counterparts. This isn't even just soulmates or twin flames. This is your divine counterpart. This is coming into alignment now. If you are in a relationship now and you don't feel that that is your divine counterpart, And you know, again, coming back to the Saturn, that it is a truth that needs to be revealed, brought to the light, transmuted, released, so that you can bring in your divine masculine or your divine feminine counterpart, the other half of you, to become one and interconnected. It is coming in so strong this week. So again, if you have any fears surrounding a relationship that you are in now that needs to be released, again, know that you are guided, protected and loved, and you are your own creator. And our final card, beautiful souls, is the Law of Attraction. Responds to the vibrations of my story. You can accomplish change in every experience, but you have to begin to see your world differently. You have to tell the story the way you want it to be, rather than like it is. When you choose the direction of your thoughts and conversations by the way they feel as you think them or speak them, then you begin to deliberately offer vibrations. You are vibrational beings, whether you know it or not, and the Law of Attraction is eternally responding to the vibrations you are offering. As ever, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this cosmic guidance for the week ahead. Thank you as well for just showing up every day. Thank you for shining your light, and thank you for sharing your voice. It is needed in order for this universe to harmonize. I will be back as ever with more guidance. I will also be back with the spiritual hour on Wednesday with the evening routine, with some messages from you beautiful souls from the collective. Again, please, please, please keep sharing them, and thank you so much for everyone that has sent stuff in to be shared. It can be anything, it can be a quote that you may think will benefit the collective, something that you have wrote, anything. Also, remember, if you would like a personal reading, you can catch me here through Anchor, Cosmic Angel 555. You can catch me through Instagram and YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. I did change the name, beautiful souls. I was going back and forth with a few things as I have grown since I have started the podcast. So has the podcast. So I felt like a name change. So I hope you are feeling the name change, because I am. Thank you. Also, I will be getting a laptop at the end of the month. So I am looking so forward to that, as I will be back with my podcast mic, and I will also be able to start recording more stuff for for my YouTube, and I'll be able to do longer in-depth readings. And finally, beautiful souls, I did share another bit of light language on YouTube. This was short but powerful. It is chakra balancing and realignment, remembering who you are. Your star family are here with you, harnessing your light and power. You are loved. You are love. So as ever, I would appreciate support on that if you are feeling it. Again, if you're not resonating with it, well then that's all good. We won't fall out. I'm still sending you a lot of love and light. So as ever, beautiful souls, I will be back soon. Love and light. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.